The temperature is falling. Well, that makes it clear. Flu season is here. And the better prepared you are for the season, the better off you'll be. That's why the Putnam County Health Department wants to help educate you on the flu.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, I'm joined by public health educators Michael Cooper and Katie Neal and registered nurse Sarah Smith. Now, the holidays are coming. Cooler temperatures have arrived. If you're like me and you just couldn't wait, maybe your Christmas decorations are already up. But that means that we're going to be staying indoors more. And the thing about staying indoors is that means there's more family togetherness. And that's all well and good, except that that makes it much easier for us to pass germs and illnesses back and forth to one another. And one of those things that we can pass to each other is the influenza or flu virus. Michael, what are some statistics about the flu?
Well, what's crazy is some of these statistics is over the last decade. So some of these statistics include more than 1,500 American children have died from influenza. 51 children in Tennessee have died from seasonal influenza. 185 American children died from seasonal flu just last year. 80% of the children who died from seasonal flu had not been fully vaccinated. Half of the children who died from seasonal flu had no known pre-existing risk condition. 2 out of 3 children who died from seasonal flu lost their lives within 7 days of getting sick. And 6 out of 10 children who died from seasonal flu lost their lives after being admitted to the hospital. And last year alone, according to the CDC, was one of the worst breakouts of influenza. And those deaths include 11 children and one pregnant woman in Tennessee who died from the flu.
It's nothing to play around with.
It is not.
The flu is serious business. And I know that you know, the flu is not a, or the flu shot is not mm-hmm. a guarantee that you won't get the flu, but it's certainly better to arm yourself against something than not. You're certainly more susceptible to catch it if you don't get the shot. Sometimes, though, people toss around the word flu. Oh, I've, you know, I mean, and they're the stomach flu mm-hmm. or the, you know, I had the flu when it's really bronchitis or laryngitis. People toss around the word flu this time of year, and it might just be a sinus infection. But Sarah, is the flu just a cold?
No, the flu is not just a bad cold. It can make you very ill, send you to the hospital, and it can even lead to death.
So, you know, it's one thing to say I've had the flu, but you really know mm-hmm. when you've had the flu.
You'll never forget it.
Yes, yes, that's true. You won't ever forget. If you've ever had it, you won't ever forget that there is a huge difference between a cold and the flu. And no one wants to get the flu, but how effective is the flu shot in general?
Well, recent studies have shown that flu vaccination reduces the risk of flu illnesses by between 40% to 60% among the overall populations during these seasons. So it's pretty effective, and we just recommend that you come get it.
So, Katie, how, and I'm just throwing this out there, how young or old do you need to be? I mean, what is the earliest recommended age?
6 months. Yes, is the earliest you can get it, and that's when okay. we start giving.
All right, so that's good to know. That's mm-hmm. good to know that earlier than 6 months you should not try to give your children the flu vaccination. And I'm assuming that there are different dosage sizes for Sarah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Obviously, you wouldn't inoculate a child with the same dosage size
Correct.
of an adult. that makes sense. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Today, we're discussing the flu with public health educators Michael Cooper and Katie Neal and registered nurse Sarah Smith. Michael, is the flu shot the best protection against the flu?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Like Katie said, it reduces your chances by 40 to 60%. But also, with also getting the flu shot, it helps you from not passing or spreading the flu virus to your family as well. So as adults, we have to set the example for children.
Absolutely. Now, to manufacture the flu shot, everybody knows, I think everybody knows this, but just in case folks don't know this, there is some flu virus used in the manufacture of the flu shot. Sarah, does that mean that you can get the flu from the flu shot?
Absolutely not. Because the flu shot is not a live virus, it can't give you the flu. But with that being said, it takes a full 2 weeks for your body to get immune. So it's really important to practice good hand washing and being really careful, you know, out in public.
And don't they kind of base the manufacture of the shot on the previous year's flu strains?
That's right.
And those are dead strains, dead,
yes.
Because there are different, there's flu A and B, you know, there mm-hmm. are different strains of the flu. And so to best protect us for this season, they take the dead virus, from the different strains from last season, mix them together in a magical potion. and that's how they come up with, I mean, obviously that's a very simple way to put it, but that's how they come up with the concoction to make the best defense mm-hmm. against the flu
mm-hmm.
this year.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Good to know. Now, what if you're pregnant? Is it recommended that you get the flu shot?
Most definitely. Yeah. It's very beneficial for the health of you and your baby if you're pregnant.
Very good to know. So your babies, not younger than 6 months, but if you're having babies, you definitely want to get one. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Michael, flu shots, they're available at the health department, obviously. And you guys are not yet in any danger, since it's early on. You're not in any danger of running out of those.
Right.
Okay, that is good to know. And I know you all have had some drive-through flu shot clinics, but those are not the only times that people can get the flu shot. They're available at the health department, but do people need an appointment to get those?
They don't need an appointment to come by the health department. All you need is your insurance, and they're $30, and they come off a sliding fee scale, which means based off your income, and then also based off the people in your household. But you don't just have to get them at the health department. You can go to a local pharmacy. You can go to a doctor's office, anything like that, and you can still get them there as well. So far this year, we've given out 4,100 flu shots already.
Whoa!
So that it's been a big deal, and it's great, and we want more people to get it and be vaccinated to make sure they're okay.
Yes, absolutely. So affordable, even more affordable based on your house, your household size, more affordable based on your income and other opportunities. You know, you could, if you're doing your grocery shopping and there's a pharmacy where you're doing your grocery shopping, you could even get a flu shot there in many cases.
Absolutely.
So really just a lot of good reasons to get a flu shot. I haven't heard any bad ones yet.
That's good.
It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, with public health educators Michael Cooper and Katie Neal and registered nurse Sarah Smith. Katie, what population is at a high risk for getting the flu?
Okay, so there are many population that is at high risk for getting the flu. Adults that are 65 years of age of older, children younger than 5, especially the younger children, 2 years or younger. Like Sarah said, the pregnant woman, it's beneficial for you to get it if you're pregnant, and even women that are up to 2 weeks postpartum. Residents of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, and then especially people with chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart and lung disease. Those are at high risk as well.
So, you know, the entire population is at risk for getting the flu, but some very specific high-risk populations, elderly,
mm-hmm.
People in nursing homes.
Yes, children.
Healthcare providers.
Yes.
I'm certain would have to be at high risk.
Mm-hmm.
Those working in hospitals, home health facilities, mm-hmm. nursing home facilities, school-age children would have to be a very high-risk population mm-hmm. just because of the proximity to so many other people every day who may or may not have been inoculated for the flu.
Yes.
So it's just a good idea. And I know sometimes school systems, I know traditionally in at least fourth grade and under. I know that there have been years past where they have even offered those flu shots through the school system. I don't know if that's the case now. I don't know if that is occurring now, but I know that, at one time they did offer those, and they did like the mist or the shot that you could get either one. But I always encouraged my son that even though there's going to be a poke with the shot, I felt like it was more effective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we always went the shot route. Now, in addition to the shot, though, Katie, what are some additional ways to protect our families against the flu?
Well, there are many ways that you can prevent. Most importantly, try to avoid close contact with the sick people. Washing your hands frequently and covering those coughs and sneezes. Clean and disinfect any surfaces and objects that you think might be contaminated.
Like disinfectant wipes and disinfectant sprays.
Yes, alcohol rub.
And would you say that is it more effective or just as effective, the washing with soap and water or with hand sanitizer? Are both effective?
They are effective, but the most effective is hand washing. You want to wash your hands for about 20 seconds and sing that happy birthday song.
Oh!
So sing happy birthday to yourself, and it will definitely help the effectiveness out of that.
With warm water.
With warm water.
All right. So just some great advice about how to protect our families against the flu. I'm assuming, Katie, also that don't eat and drink after people.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I have a problem sharing straws with people anyway.
Yes. So.
but you want to avoid that.
Avoid
contact. Now, Sarah, if I'm sick, whether I've had the flu shot or not, whether or not I had it, if I'm sick and I think I might have the flu, what's the first thing that I need to do?
Anyone who thinks they have the flu should contact their healthcare provider. Whether the healthcare provider recommends it or not, they might want you to begin antiviral medications. So that's up to them. But always, 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 like Katie said, practice good hand washing and the respiratory etiquette, cough or sneezing or coughing in your elbow or a tissue. That's what I recommend.
And the best thing you can do is prevention.
Yes.
And I'd lots rather, what is it? What's the old saying? An ounce of prevention
is a pound of cure.
Oh yeah.
So I would lots rather prevent it than be stuck with trying to treat the symptoms, because once you have it, that's what you're left with. Once you have an illness, you are stuck with having to deal with it and treat the symptoms, and doctors can only do so much. You can only do so much as far as fever and aches and chills and those things. But Michael, what are some of the specific flu symptoms?
Some of the flu-like symptoms include fever, coughs, sore throat, runny, stuffy nose, body aches, headache, chills, and fatigue. Some people, especially children, have vomiting and diarrhea. And some people may also be infected with flu, have respiratory symptoms without a fever.
Oh, I really thought that if you had the flu, you always had a fever.
Not always.
Huh. The more you know. Very informative. I honestly, in all my years, I'm only assuming that because I had such a bad one, the only time that I ever know that I had the flu, mm-hmm. in my mind, you always had a fever,
mm-hmm.
because I did. It's your health and you discussing flu season, how to combat it, and what to do if you may have it. Sarah, if someone would like more information over our topics for today, what do they need to do?
They can always contact us at the health department. Our number is 931-528-2531.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today. Public health educators Michael Cooper and Katie Neal and registered nurse Sarah Smith. I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.